But although this realization about the nature of God is only possible for us after the incarnation, what is striking is that it confirms and indeed makes possible assertions about God that had long been believed. The encounter with God as Trinity is both shockingly new and yet somehow characteristic of the God already revealed in the Hebrew Scriptures. Genesis says that God is creator and that God creates freely and with joy. So it's not so strange that God the Son should come to live in and affirm the work of the Creator, or that God the Spirit should continue to draw created beings into that relationship for which they were made. The Trinitarian God is able and willing to be faithful to creatures and to his own creative nature, and he can do this because God is not a simple, undifferentiated being, but a unity in relation. It's not alien to God to be in relation. God in relation is the heart of all reality. It's because God is three and one that God can be both transcendent and utterly unknowable, and also intimately present. If God were not Trinity, any knowledge of God would have to be either mediated through what's not God, or somehow imposed directly by God, bypassing human cooperation. But the Trinitarian God is able to hold together transcendence and immanence, because this God is already outpouring and returning relationship in God's very being. To come to know God, then, is to be drawn into this relationship that God enables. God makes room for us, as the body of the Son, the body of Christ, filled with the breath of God, the Holy Spirit. There is no abstract knowledge of God, only participatory life in God. And just as in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one yet distinct, so it is in the body of Christ. We rejoice at our unity and diversity, glorying in our interdependence, reveling in the variety of gifts with which this holy body is endowed. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he says that this new community, the body of the Son, is held in being by the Spirit and is a purposive body. Ephesians says, "We live for the praise of his glory." And as we do this, we are the advanced party living in hope of what is to come, when the faithfulness of God, the Creator, Redeemer, and Fulfiller, will, in another phrase from Ephesians, gather all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. When all things are gathered into God, they will not cease to be, but instead will find their own true reality, which is to share in the abundance of the life of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.